This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The city center of Jakarta, the Indonesian capital, was paralyzed by a violent mass protest by taxi and other public transportation drivers against ride-hailing apps, with demonstrators blocking major roads and highways and attacking other taxis that were not taking part. Estimated 10,000 members of the Indonesian Land Transportation Drivers Association had planned to protest march from the National House of Representatives complex to the Presidential Palace to demand that the government ban app-based transportation companies, including Uber and Grab. Rob Ford, the combative former mayor of Toronto who gained international notoriety with his confession about crack cocaine use, had been undergoing cancer treatment but has now died at 46. Supreme Court sided with thousands of workers at an Iowa pork processing plant who banded together in a single lawsuit to recover overtime pay from Arkansas-based Tyson Foods. Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the majority in a 6-2 decision, said the plaintiffs were entitled to rely on statistics to prove their case. The ruling limited the sweep of the court's 2011 decision in Walmart Stores versus Dukes, which made it harder for workers, investors, and consumers to join together in class action lawsuits to pursue their claims. Anti-smoking forces have filed a class action complaint seeking to prevent Hollywood films with tobacco imagery from receiving G, PG, or PG-13 ratings from the Motion Picture Association of America. Daw Aung San Suu Kyi will be minister in Myanmar's new government, according to a list of nominees for cabinet positions released by the country's president-elect. The move ensures that Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi, a Nobel Peace laureate whose National League of Democracy Party won a landslide victory in November elections, will be part of the government. A new U.S. study shows that from 1998 to 2006, women more than doubled their frequency of exercise, while men upped theirs by nearly 50%. But despite more exercise, the prevalence of obesity among Americans increased from 23% to 35% in the same time period. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.